We have been talking about the steps of salvation. And for the last couple of weeks, we have been talking about hearing. And last Wednesday, we talked about believing. And today, I want us to talk about repentance. What is it? Well, when we consider God's plan of saving man, it requires man to turn away from his sin. Why? Because God is holy. And those who come to him must regard him as such, as holy. And reminded of what Peter said, be holy for I am holy. And so when I thought about what is repentance, being a change of mind, which leads to a change of life in view of eternal life, it caused me to think about some very beautiful concepts and beautiful commands. And so it made me consider, why did Jesus come according to Luke chapter 5 and verse number 32? He said, I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance, to a change of mind, change of life. Not going in the same direction of sin and chaos and confusion, which God is not the author of. However, when we think about why did God send his son? If you will, turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 17, verse number 30 and 31. And we think about repentance and how it's commanded. It's commanded because God desires men to change. It's another way of saying repentance. Change. Change for the better. And so in Acts 17, verse number 30 and 31, truly these times of ignorance God winked at or overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, which means whether you live in the suburbs or in a town such as San Angelo, well, you know how people say, well, what about those in the jungle? If a person sins against God, they need to find repentance. They need to change their way of thinking. They need to obey the gospel. They need to come to Christ. They need to seek Jesus. They need to change their way of thinking. It's amazing how people want to say, well, what about those in the jungle? They better repent of sin, and they need to come to the gospel of Jesus Christ. But why? Look at verse 31. Because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. And notice how he proved it. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. The very fact that God raised Jesus from the dead proves that he's going to judge all men and that men need to turn away from sin. Repentance, change of mind. Caused me to think about what Peter said in 2 Peter 3 and verse number 9, that God is not slack concerning his promise, as men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish. That's why he wants men to repent. He don't want anyone to perish. Do you know that hell was actually created for the devil and his angels? Not for us. Not for human beings. He loves human beings. He wants men and women to change from their evil way. And so God gave three ways that you can come to a change of mind, a change of life. Well, the first way, Romans 2 and verse number 4, the goodness of God leads to repentance. Because God is good. He says, my goodness ought to lead you to change your way of thinking about sin and chaos and confusion and living separate and apart from me. But also humble instruction. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 25. Meek instruction. And this is why when I consider like Proverbs 11 and verse number 30, the fruit of righteousness is a tree of life, and he that wins souls is wise. That's what leads men to turn away from their sins. This is why it does matter how we tell people the truth. We want to make sure that we're using the right passage for the right point with the right attitude. Why? Because we're trying to bring men and women to turn away from their sins. But lastly, the goodness of God. Lastly, rather, 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse number 9 and 10, godly sorrow, it produces repentance. It's not enough to know that you're wrong and because I got caught. Because I violated God. And I'm reminded of the psalmist in Psalm 51, verses 1 and following. He says, against you and you only have I sinned. That's why he turned. That's why he turned away from his sin. And so the more I thought about that, I thought about this. What is repentance coupled with? Brother Evan, I was practicing this today and here, and I was getting all giddy, and I'm like, I can't wait till 7 o'clock. I can't wait till 8 o'clock. I want to talk about this. What is repentance coupled with? Well, it's coupled with preaching remission of sins. Oh, wow. Luke 24:47. What else is it coupled with? It's coupled with baptism, Acts 2 and 38. Repent and let every one of you be baptized. Change your way of thinking. Change your way of mind. But look at Acts 26 and look at verse 20. Look what repentance is coupled with. Look what it's coupled with. Acts 26 and verse number 20. Paul, as he's talking to Agrippa in verse number 19, says in verse number 20, but declare first to those in Damascus and in Jerusalem and throughout all the region of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should turn, change their way of thinking, repent, and turn to God and do works befitting repentance. Guess what happens? Before you can turn to God, you need to change the way you think. It's not enough for people to believe that they can turn to God and still think the same way. Evelyn used to say this a while back, and it was just amazing. People, they want to change their habits, but not their hearts. No, we need to change our hearts, and that will change our habits. As I conclude, repentance, what does it do? It leads sinners to being converted and their sins blotted out after baptism. Acts 3:19. I had to put after baptism, Brian, because it's not enough just to turn, but now you got to go all the way through with what God says. You got to change your way of thinking. And then once you're baptized into Christ, then you are having your sins blotted out. But in Acts chapter 11, verse number 18, we find that the Jews that went there with Peter as he is preaching to the Gentiles of Cornelius's house, they realized something. Look at Acts 11 and look at verse number 18 and notice what they said. They were amazed what God had done. Acts 11 and verse number 18, they were just astonished. Start at verse 17. If therefore God gave them the same gift as he gave us when we believe on the Lord Jesus, who was I could withstand God? When they heard these things, they became silent and they glorified God, saying, then God has also granted the Gentiles repentance unto life. You notice the word to or unto? It didn't end with repentance. It completed with life eternal. Meaning that baptism leads one to life with God. And so we end with these words. Look at Acts 20 and verse 21. What does repentance do? It leads sinners towards Almighty God. Friends, you cannot remain in your sin and think that you're going to have a harmonious relationship with God the Father. You have to turn away from sin. In Acts 20 and verse number 21, notice what the Bible says. Testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. God wants us to turn away from sin. So when people say, well, there's no true plan of salvation. No one has to hear the gospel. They must believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. They must be willing to repent of sins. Confess Jesus Christ to be Lord and be buried in water for the remission of sins. And again, I say it all the time and I love saying it. And God will do something amazing in your life. He'll wash away all of your sins. He'll cleanse your conscience from dead works. Now you can serve him. If you live faithful unto death, he'll give you the crown of life. If you're a child of God, you need to repent. You need to change your way of thinking so you can have life. Let's do that as we stand and as we sing our Savior's invitation.